A former sex worker filed a federal lawsuit this week against the state of Nevada, saying that she was trafficked through the state's legal brothel system. Her pro bono lawyer, Jason Guanasso, alleges that recruiting workers and clients to go to Nevada brothels is in direct violation with the Federal Mann Act, which makes it a felony to transport people over state lines for any sexual activity for which any person can be charged with a criminal offense. With me to give us more context on the lawsuit is KUNR's Bree Zender. Thanks for being here, Bree.
Thanks, Michelle.
And so how did this lawsuit come about?
So back in November, folks in Lane County might remember that there was this ballot question weighing whether or not to ban prostitution in the county, question one. And that question was raised by lawyer Jason Guanasso. Leading up to the election, Guanasso led this political action committee called End Trafficking and Prostitution. It's also known as ETAP, which is still active, by the way. So that ballot question ultimately failed to pass. But Guanasso, while he was working on ETAP, alleges that multiple women who worked in the illegal prostitution industry reached out to him, saying that they had been trafficked from out of state and forced into the legal brothels by outside illegal pimps. So how that basically would work is that the legal brothel gets a portion of the money that's made at the brothel, and then an outside pimp, an illegal pimp, gets a portion or all of the rest of the money that normally would go directly to the sex worker. And that's essentially what Rebecca Charleston, the plaintiff in this lawsuit, says happened to her.
Okay, and the lawsuit cites that Nevada's brothels violate what's called the Mann Act. Can you tell me about that law and how Guanasso says Nevada is violating it?
So the Mann Act actually has this pretty interesting history to it. It's also known as the White Slave Traffic Act, and it became federal law in 1910. And historians say at that time there was this kind of social panic about women being kidnapped and trafficked around the country by immigrants. And critical historians say that the panic itself wasn't really based on fact, but based on white Americans' resentment of immigrants at the time. And in fact, in 1913, the famed boxer Jack Johnson was the first person to be found guilty of violating the act after he allegedly transported a prostitute from Pittsburgh to Chicago. Many believe that Johnson's case was racially motivated because he was black and the woman, who some say was actually his girlfriend, was white. But now the law is mainly used to combat illegal sex trafficking. Guanasso says that Nevada brothels actively recruit sex workers and clients from out of state and out of the country to come to the brothels.
One of those promotions was one brothel owner was selling the virginity of a woman from Washington here in our state, right? Opening it up to bid across the globe with the promise that if they were the highest bidder, they could come to Nevada, take this woman's virginity.
That's the key thing for Guanasso, traveling over state lines for sex work. Guanasso told me he wants to use this lawsuit to strike down laws in the state and various counties that make this kind of work legal in the first place.
Now, Bree, you've been covering the brothel industry in Nevada for a while for KUNR. Does what Guanasso says, does it ring true?
From my experience reporting in this industry, it's fairly common for women to travel from out of state to work in the brothels, whether they were brought by trafficking or coming of their own free will, which a lot of women do come out of their free will. Many of them work for weeks or months at a time and then return to where they once came from once they're done making money. And in the industry, they call this touring.
Have the brothels responded to the lawsuit yet?
So legal brothel owners argue women who work there are safer than those who engage in illegal prostitution on the streets. And in a public statement, Story County's Mustang Ranch said that it may hurt rural counties by removing tax and fee revenues out of their budgets. And they flat out denied that women are trafficked in their brothel. I tried calling representatives from the Nevada Brothel Association, but I didn't hear back.
So what happens now?
Well, the defendants, who are the state, Governor Steve Sisolak, and the state legislature, have until late April to respond to the lawsuit. And we've got the lawsuit itself on our website, KUNR.org, if you'd like to read it over.
Bree Zender, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Michelle.
For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.